Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Saturday bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. Thanks so much for downloading this. Hope you're having a nice Saturday. And thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, as always, for sponsoring this and enabling me to get this work out to you. Remember, if you want to contribute, if you're listening to this and you want to contribute, you can buy me a coffee to help sustain the platform. Don't you hate it when someone that you despise says something that you broadly agree with? Oh, I hate that, you know? And I hate the fact that I've read that Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the US House of Representatives, and one of the allegedly most corrupt people who's ever been in the House of Representatives, she actually said something that I sort of agreed with. So let me confess my deadly sin of agreement. Because Pelosi has urged protesters on U.S. college campuses to protest against Hamas's behavior as well as Israel's conduct of the Gaza war. As you know, we've seen this one. I mean, these huge protests across the states, dozens of campuses, where basically protests and encampments have sprung up in support of Palestinians in Gaza. It's a sort of BLM for 2024 movement, if you like. But Pelosi told the BBC, because she's been over here in the UK, that there was complete justification for speaking about the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the impact of Israel's bombardment was almost unforgivable. She's also criticized the actions of the Israeli government, but also arguing it has a right to defend itself. However, she said that demonstrators should reflect on their tactics and also condemn Hamas's action on 7th of October. We would like to see some of the enthusiasm recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization that did a barbaric thing in Israel, said Pelosi. Well, I agree. I completely agree. I'll be honest with you. You know, on this one here, my views, I've not talked about this topic deliberately because I think it's a conquer and divide thing. But what I can see is I see wrongs happening on all sides. I think what happened on 7th of October was barbaric. And I mean, I got into a debate in this one the other night with a couple of individuals who were trying to suggest to me that, the numbers, let's dispute the numbers. Was it 100 that was killed? Was it 1,000 that was killed? What is the actual number? How do we know? Look, fact of the matter, Hamas is a terrorist regime. Fact. Not going to have any dispute in this one. It's a fact. And it's a fact that they did horrible things to some Israelis on the 7th of October. Fact. Should that be condemned? Yes, fact. And if you can't condemn that, you're a moral hypocrite. Now, with regard to the Israeli response to that barbarism on 7th of October, yeah, it's been completely, in my opinion, over the top. And I lament every death of every innocent Palestinian. I don't lament the death of Hamas. I really don't. As far as I say that as well, you know, if every Hamas terrorist was wiped off the face of the earth, I'd be happy. And then people say, but that'll just recruit more. Fine, then wipe them off the face as well. Off the face of the earth as well. It'll send a message eventually. Trust me, terrorists may be evil, but they tend not to be completely stupid. But yes, I can then criticize Netanyahu. I think he's a bad guy, Netanyahu. I think he's the guy that boasted of his relationship with Pfizer, with Borla and all of that, and how he terrorized essentially Israelis during the COVID tyranny time. So I think he's a bad guy, and I'm suspicious of what they're doing in Gaza. And I think that, you know, at this point, there's been so much damage done to Gaza. I don't know why the thing continues. And I do understand that Israel, though, has a right to defend itself. It absolutely has. So as I said at the beginning of this, it's a very complex situation. And us getting involved is a bad idea because the intricacies of that region and some of the stuff that goes on, you just don't want to know about, frankly. And that's ultimately my point, punchline. You know, sorry, it's their region. They sort it out. We do not get involved. That seems to be a sensible response to me. But in Pelosi suggesting that, how about condemning Hamas to the students? That's a fair point. That is a fair point. And in a sense, you know, Hamas have been given a bye, and there's people almost now delight in the fact that saying, yeah, we do support Hamas. So what? Well, I'll tell you what. So what? Hamas is a genocidal little terrorist regime. That's what it is. And so does it destroy, does it deserve everything that it's getting? Yes, it does. And by the way, Hamas still hold those hostages. People, I don't see the protesters talking about that very much. I wonder why that might be. And I think because ultimately these Free Palestine demos, and there's going to be a huge one in London again today on Saturday, I think these are just part of an orchestrated summer of protest psyop, most particularly directed at the States, I think, to try and disrupt the 2024 presidential election dynamic. But anyway, as I said, I hate the fact that I have to agree with Nancy Pelosi. And all I can say is I hope she'll send me some of her share tips, because her share tips seem to do awfully well. Thanks for listening.